You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Hello, my name is Nick Olmos, and this is Tech In 2 from Wired.
Support for this podcast and the following message comes from TD Ameritrade. Meet their newest trading platform, Think or Swim Web. It has all the essential tools and strategies in a streamlined interface. No download necessary. Think or Swim Web. Trading streamlined. Visit tdameritrade.com/thinkorswimweb to get started.
Experts race to make vaccines variant-proof. Oxford releases new research on AstraZeneca dosing, and those most likely to get COVID are left behind in vaccination plans. Here's what you should know. Scientists and regulators are racing to figure out how to make vaccines variant-proof. Last week, Johnson & Johnson and Novavax released preliminary trial results showing that their shots appear to work against new, more transmissible variants, just not quite as well as they do against the original strain. This news comes as Pfizer and Moderna are retooling their shots to boost protection against mutations, and FDA regulators are starting to figure out what the approval process for those boosters might look like. In the meantime, the best way to keep more mutations from gaining a foothold is to vaccinate as widely and quickly as possible. New shots from Novavax and Johnson & Johnson, if approved, will certainly help that cause. New research has found that the Oxford-AstraZeneca vaccine is 76% effective at preventing symptomatic infections for 3 months after a single dose, and that the efficacy rate actually got higher with a longer interval between doses 1 and 2. The study, which was published as a preprint on Tuesday and is currently under review, supports the UK's decision to delay second shots for up to 12 weeks in order to get the first dose to as many people as possible. The study also shows that the vaccine reduces virus transmission. And as states move to vaccinate people as quickly as they can, early data shows that Black, Latinx, and Indigenous people who have been disproportionately affected by the pandemic are having a harder time getting vaccinated. So far, distribution systems have largely favored people with internet access and the time to wait for appointments to open up, then sit in line for their shots. To correct this disparity and ensure more equitable access, some officials are calling for the prioritization of members of some minority groups and residents of highly impacted areas. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech In 2 newsletter at wired.com/tt.